I was in the labs this morning in the building opposite engineering when we all got texts and emails from the alert system from the police saying that there had been a shooting in the engineering building and that the whole campus was on lockdown. So obviously we shut the doors and made sure it was all locked and all turned on the computers to see what was going on in the media outlets and what we could find out from the news. So it was all pretty intense and we didn't really know what was going on. We were there for about 2.5 hours, only picking up bits and bobs of the news and hearing a lot of rumours from other students and what was on Twitter. So at the time of the lockdown, it was really tense because we could hear the helicopters outside and we were all watching the news reports, but we were hearing different things from our friends and on Twitter about different numbers of shooters on campus at different areas, and so we had no idea what was really happening. We were hearing knocks on the doors, so we didn't know whether to let people in because we didn't know if they were police or whether they're a shooter or whether they were just someone trying to get away from everything. Since the lockdown's ended, it's pretty much been the kind of topic of conversation on campus, although everything's really quiet. Everyone's kind of back in their dorms or just chilling out because all the classes have been cancelled now, so nothing's going on. And it's a bit of a weird feeling because no one really knows what to do or how to react. And with it being finals week next week, everyone's trying to focus on the work, and so this has really thrown everyone off, and it's kind of caused a bit of an upset imbalance on the campus, and so people are trying to get back into work and use that as a focus to distract themselves from what's actually gone on.